Welcome to Dr. Vaughn's COVID-19 Updates, the podcast that updates you daily on the pandemic. It is July 9th, 2020. We will be speaking today about Dr. Richard Bartlett's silver bullet. Please forgive me. I did it. I looked at Facebook and I got drawn in by the COVID-19 material. So there is a Dr. Richard Bartlett in Texas who has a video going viral right now with his silver bullet treatment for COVID-19. The treatment is nebulized budesonide. Now, budesonide is a medicine that's been used. It's a steroid that usually is given in an inhaled form, like a nebulizer or a meter dose inhaler. And he is promoting the use of it through a nebulizer, which is a machine that bubbles air through the liquid to make a vapor that you can breathe in easily over time to let it get into the lungs and get deep into the lungs. The medicine is an anti-inflammatory. It works very well in situations where a person has inflammation in the respiratory tract. It is inexpensive as a generic, not really inexpensive, but compared to what it used to be inexpensive. He estimates it's around $200 for a full treatment. It makes sense that we would look at an inhaled steroid for treatment for COVID-19, given that it usually starts in the lungs. And back in June, there was a study done on dexamethasone given systemically, meaning through either by tablets by mouth or IV medication. This was the so-called recovery study that was available, at least in preprint, in June 22nd. And they found that giving this dexamethasone would provide a benefit in patients who are on ventilators by a third. One third less people were dying who were on a ventilator. And then people in a different group, people who were just getting supplemental oxygen but didn't have to be hooked up to a ventilator, when it was given to them, it reduced mortality by a fifth. So this is a really good thing. So this Texas doctor, he's been giving nebulized dexamethasone to patients with COVID-19 and seeing that they get better. He hasn't shared his data from what he's observed with the medical community. He gave it to Senator Ted Cruz and says he's also giving it to President Trump. It seems really strange that he's giving it to politicians of one particular party rather than to the medical community to do peer review, which is how we normally analyze new discoveries in medicine and treatments. He says that he's not publishing it because it would take too long to go through the process. Well, the recovery study was published or available to us June 22nd. He could certainly give it to us that way. He says he's been doing it since March. So I am quite critical of Dr. Bartlett and the way that he's going about getting this information. Now, it's not that it's ridiculous to think that this could help. It very well could, but it needs to be studied correctly. It needs to be studied in a way that we can tell that it is what's making the difference or it's responsible for why his patients get better. And the way you do that is you set up a study where you randomize the patients to two groups and you give one group the medicine and give another group a placebo, and preferably double-blinded where the person administering the medicine doesn't even know which one they're giving because it has a code on it that can be decoded later. And you find out which group does better. Oftentimes we make assumptions that something we did made a difference. That's the whole concept behind most of the natural products, natural health industry, and the practice of homeopathy, where they give serial dilutions of actually sometimes poisons to patients in such small amounts that it's actually undetectable if you were to test for it, saying that that's what made people better. Well, if you think that's what did something and you took action to try to make somebody better and they get better, you think that what you did is what made the difference. It may not be, though. There's all sorts of things. So that's why we randomize patients into different groups and then test the groups with a placebo. So what else does he talk about? Well, he says that it's wrong for us to wait to treat, because that's the current way that we treat COVID-19, is we actually do indeed tell people to go home and get better, which most of them do. The vast majority do. We don't treat patients with treatments that are unnecessary. Unnecessary treatments can do bad things. He said, we don't do that with cancer. Well, actually, many of us do that with cancer, specifically prostate cancer. We don't even test for because we don't want to find it and then have the patient get treated with a treatment that would cause incontinence of urine, incontinence of stool, and impotence. with not very many of them, I won't say not any, but not very many of them having death avoided if you look at the large statistics of the overall group. He gives the examples of Taiwan, Japan, and Singapore, saying that it's because they're using his treatment that they have such little occurrence of death from COVID-19. Well, actually, I think it's more because they have such little spread of COVID-19. How do they control spread? Well, they do it with apps that track people and with isolation and with face masks. Then he criticizes face mask use, saying that's what they did in Italy and France. Well, actually, that's what they did in Singapore. In fact, I would encourage you to listen to episode 11 of this podcast, Taiwan versus Sweden, to hear about how Taiwan actually did limit, exactly like he says, limited their total cases to less than 500. Total number dead is, I think it's in the single digits for the whole country of over 20 million. So he makes a good point in using Taiwan as an example, but he's not saying actually what they did that makes it simple. So you can listen to that episode and find out what Taiwan actually did. So I would challenge Dr. Bartlett to submit his paper to actual peer review with doctors to look at the soundness of his science and to see if it actually has the data to support that. That's what's making the difference. I think that scientific studies should be done on nebulized budesonide. I think it's very reasonable to look at it. I don't think it should be given to everybody who tests positive COVID-19. It is a relatively safe drug, but let me read to you the list of serious reactions that you can get with it. Anaphylaxis, intracranial hypertension, adrenal suppression, hypercorticism, immunosuppression, glaucoma, cataracts, osteoporosis, growth suppression. And common reactions include headache, upper respiratory infection, nausea, diarrhea, Cushing's syndrome, back pain, dizziness, dyspepsia, abdominal pain, flatulence, vomiting, arthralgia, viral infection, fatigue, pain, hypokalemia, abdominal distension, acne, urinary tract infection, and constipation. Again, even though those are common reactions, most of them aren't that serious, and actually they're not that common. But we need to not be just treating everybody willy-nilly, because in the long run, you're going to be giving people side effects who never would have been at risk for dying from it. Bottom line, don't believe Facebook. That's it for today. Please do tell your friends who are interested in COVID-19 pandemic updates to subscribe to this podcast. That would really be appreciated. Until next time, Dr. Mark Vaughn telling you to stay in good health.